Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Cardi B is receiving a slew of backlash from apparent gang members on her social media accounts because of a caption where she disses the Crips. Okay, the Bronx rapper, who's often dressed in red and replaces her C's with B's, has an affiliation with the Bloods, in case you didn't know. Well, Cardi posted a photo to Instagram of herself donning this blue coat that she wore while at the Super Bowl in Minneapolis, because you know it is cold there. And she did say she hates wearing that color, but you know what? Her past statements about being a Blood have garnered over 1 million likes and brought out angry comments and threats from Crip members. Well, the Bodak Yellow rapper is scheduled to travel to LA for the NBA All-Star Game, which is, of course, the hometown of both gangs. Let's just hope this trip goes well and we don't have any mess like we used to have up in here 20 years ago. The Chicago Police Department has opened up a criminal investigation in the charges of domestic abuse that were filed against the wife of the late Temptations member Dennis Edwards just weeks before he passed away. Now, according to the documents that were submitted on his behalf just on January 8th, a bedridden and immobile Edwards had been battered by his spouse of nearly 2 decades back in December. The report details Brenda Edwards as having kept the legendary frontman's hearing aids from him on one occasion and attempting to suffocate him by shoving his face into the bed on another. Well, at some point, Edwards was removed from his residence because of medical issues, and Brenda was legally barred from making contact with her husband. She was scheduled to attend a hearing on the allegations last Friday, but you know what? The order was vacated because Dennis Edwards had passed away. Mrs. Edwards has since issued a statement declaring her innocence. She said, "I love Dennis. We were married for 18 years. I would have never done anything to harm him." Of course, there will be a whole lot more on this story. And for the second time in 6 months, the Los Angeles Lakers were fined for violating the NBA's anti-tampering rule. Well, this came after the president of the basketball operations, my friend Magic Johnson, made comments praising another team's franchise star. The statement that Johnson is now being scrutinized for came in an interview with ESPN, during which he was asked whether he sees similarities between Milwaukee Bucks Yanni, and I cannot pronounce that man's last name, and himself with his ball handling skills. And of course, Magic went on to say that this guy plays above the rim. He could never do that. He also said some other complimentary things about him. Okay, I've been following basketball all of my life, and who knew you could get fined for saying something good about a player who isn't on your team? Go figure. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you go to AURN.com, and also don't forget to download all of the podcasts you see there, because you don't want to miss any of them. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood.